I remember one time I visited a lady in the hospital, and I said, "Pastor, I'm afraid of dying." And she held my hand as I prayed. "Pastor, I'm so fearful." That's how it is. And some of you may be young. Some of you may be not facing that. Some of you have not heard about it. But when you face death situation, either yourself or your loved one is hurt. And you wonder why it's happened like this. Why? That's why David had to put this in Psalm 23. "Yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Many times David was facing death. You know that? When he stepped out, faced Goliath. I said, "Oh no, he's probably 10 times bigger than I am. I have nothing to compare Goliath." But he, our strong will, say he do not want anyone to curse the name of God. He stepped out in faith. Many times he ran away from Saul, tried to kill him. Today, we may face a similar situation. If a person receives a note from a doctor say, "You might have cancer," that's a shadow of death. Or you came home from work and see your wife and your husband and you see a note on the table say, "I want to divorce you." That is a valley of shadow of death. When you come home, your child leave a note on the table and say, "I don't want to live with you anymore. I want to live with my boyfriend or girlfriend." That's to you maybe a shadow of death. You and I will go through so many struggles. Do not think that when we believe in Christ that everything's smooth sailing. God never promised a smooth ride, but he promised a safe landing. Turn with me in the book of 1 Peter. With me in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, and verse 12. 1 Peter, chapter 12, and verse 12. It's good for you that go to church, bring a Bible. It will help us to, in the time of trouble, where to turn, where to find help. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. "Beloved, do nothing strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, so though some strange thing happen to you." In other words, many trial and persecution come to you. Don't think it's strange. Don't think that that is abnormal. Expect it's coming. Jesus said, "Because you are not of the world, you will be persecuted in my name. Because you didn't follow the world step of the peer pressure, you will be criticized." Don't think it's strange. When you step to position to accept Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, Satan behind your back. You know that? Book of Revelation chapter 12, you guys know very well. You know what? Because Satan cannot kill Jesus, he will follow to the church and persecute the church. And that's you and I. So don't think it's strange. Peter said very well, do not think it's strange. But count for joy. We mentioned about James chapter 1 last time. Count is joy. Why we count for joy? Because I know that I walk in the right path. Do you know that? If you walk on the right path, you will face a lot of rejection. But if you walk in the path that the whole world follow, everything runs smooth. Which way do you want to go? You want a smooth ride, a broader way, leading to a dead end, maybe to hell? Or do you want a narrow road with so many trials and persecution lead you to heaven? But I'm saying that to you to be counted as all joy, because David sounds joy, because he said, "Though I walk through the shadow of death, I shall not fear." Right? He have no fear. Now, why does David mention about the shadow of death? Now, when the sheep saw the shadow, they start to fear for very. Have you ever been afraid of shadow? Now, shadows, maybe it's not real. I remember when I was young, after I hear a ghost story in my village, and I was walking home, I saw a shadow behind me. I start running, and the shadow running. I run faster, the shadow come faster, and I stop and turn around. I don't see the shadow anymore. I turn back here, I start walking, I saw the shadow, keep running. You see, it's not real, but it's fearful. I'm so fearful of a shadow. And that's what happened. The sheep are fearful of the shadow where the sun is coming down, cast the whole mountain upon the sheep, and it's getting dark, and it's very fearful in the desert with no one leading them. Are you afraid of a shadow? Sometimes we're so afraid, we hurt ourselves. But David said, only a shadow. Only a shadow. But even though it's death, I shall not fear. Why not? Turn with me in the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 18. Revelation chapter 1 verse 18. The last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 1 verse 18. Say this, I am he who lived and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the key of Hades and death. He have a key to bring you from death to life. He have a key to resurrect you. You know what I'm talking about? Why are we fearful? See, the Christian, we should not fear for the word of death. You know that? The whole world fearful, but we shouldn't be fearful, because we know we have a God. Who have a God will change death into resurrection. Now, when John 11, when Jesus went to visit Nazareth, the whole village crying for Nazareth because he was dead for 4 days. Now, Jesus was crying there too, weeping there as well, weeping for the people. Don't you know that I have the key to release you from death? So he pointed out, Jesus pointed out, just think about death just like a sleep. How many people go to sleep at night and are afraid to go to sleep? Are you afraid to go to sleep? I don't think so, do you? There's no pain for going to sleep. You're going to sleep. Tomorrow you're going to wake up. That exactly is death going to be about. You need to think in that term. Because Jesus, if your name has been engraved into his palm, you will be saved when he comes back and take you home. So there's no fear. There's no fear. A Christian shouldn't ever fear of death. There's a lady who, I read a story that she was sick in bed. And the pastor came by and said, you know, she's so big, and she's sick, she's going to die. And he said, you know what, at my funeral, make sure that you put in the coffin a Bible. I like to have a word of God when I go back to heaven. And on the other hand, please put my hand a fork and a spoon, because I'm ready have a feast with my God. A feast. This lady entered death without fearing. He said, I will see the Lord when he coming back. That's type of spirit that you and I should have. See, David went through. He struggled. He understand. He tried to write it down for you. Though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death. He walked through. Right? The word through? That means you and I have to walk through all the trial and persecution and rejection, my friend. We have to walk through. Remember, Jesus will walk through with us. Remember the storm happened? It's come on the boat where Peter is? Where was Jesus then? It's on the boat. Wherever trial you have, Jesus with you. Jesus with you. And if you cannot walk, he will carry you. You know that? The shepherd will willing to carry the sheep. If the sheep cannot walk, he will walk with you through the valley. But you have to go through the valley. Sometimes there's no other way. I don't know where I went to Israel. There's a lot of mountain. You have to go through. You cannot skip. You have to walk through a rough road. That's what Jesus will take you through, a rough road to strengthen you. Okay? And so that's what is pointing out, that we will walk through the valley, the shadow of death. Even though, what does the word mean, even though? Even though is coming to me, I will stay with the Lord. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Even though that God will not save me, I will not bow to the idol. I will follow Jesus all the way. As a Christian, even though things happen, you will never forsake the Lord. But Job said that, you know, he gave to me and now he take away. I come to this country with my empty hand. And if God took everything away, my home, my family, my everything, guess what? I still praise God. That's what we need to understand, that when we are Christian, we let everything go. Everything belongs to God. Remember Bible study that we have on Friday night about Martin Luther. As he traveled to the Diet of Worm and said, don't go, his friend said, don't go there. If you go there, they will persecute you. They will kill you. And he said that if they kill me, that's fine. If God use me an extra day or extra years, he will save my life. But he decided it's over for me. Let someone else step up to do the work. I was satisfied with that. So in other words, he gave everything, his life, to God, for God to control it. That's what happened to us. We need to give everything to God. And we do that, there's no fear. Remember, death is only asleep. Though you walk through the valley, the shadow of death, you have no fear. Dr. Calvin Miller, when he went to seminary, and he have a friend, and they both grow, graduate from seminary, but the next thing he heard about his friend, Dr. Miller said, his friend left the Lord. He prayed into the world. He decided to be an atheist. Matter of fact, he turned to be a professor of philosophy. Well, one time, Dr. Miller came to preach at the church, and after the church, he visited a lady in the hospital, and she have terminal illness. And he tried to comfort her, and after that, he decided to call up his friend in town, who a professor in philosophy. So they went out and have a tea and sit down and talk. And Dr. Miller said, you know what? I just visited a lady, and she's dying, and I tried to comfort her. And he asked this his friend, a professor, say, what would you do? How would you comfort this lady? Well, this professor, an atheist, and said, you know what? Trust in Jesus, because in him have hope. Well, Dr. Miller looked at him and said, why? I thought you were an atheist. Why you say trust in God and find hope in Jesus Christ? And profoundly, this professor of philosophy as an atheist, he said, what I have is will not comfort her. My friend, what the world have will not comfort us when we go through the valley of the shadow of death. Nothing can comfort us. No way, nothing. So many people run after the world. Some run after some religion. The thing promised something, but they could never promise us eternal life. There's no one that have died and come back and show you the way to go to heaven. Go with me in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12. That's a beautiful text right here. I love this text. The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, say this: nor is there salvation in any other. That means no salvation in anyone on this earth. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So many people today follow a different leader, guru, or religious leader. The Bible said, no, you won't find any salvation to them. Only find salvation to our God who came down from heaven. That is Jesus Christ. So, salvation only through Jesus Christ. Now, I want to talk about death here a little bit. Jesus do everything to try to save us. There's a lot of time we hurt ourselves by we going our own way. Just like the sheep decided, hey, I'm going to go my own way. I know the way home. You know, like people say, every road leads into Rome. People think they know the way home. But if you don't go with the sheep, there's no way you can get home. But while you travel away from Jesus Christ, you will face enemies. And who are those enemies? Turn with me in the book of John chapter 10. Four things I would like you to take a look at John chapter 10 here. John chapter 10 talking about the true shepherd, a good shepherd here. If there's a true shepherd, there will be a false shepherd, right? There will be a true, there will be false. And the devil knows very well. And that's why Jesus tell this parable for us. John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, that they may have it more abundantly. Now Jesus tried to point out here, theirs is a thief. And that thief is four religious leaders today. Four religious teachers today. They will teach you something false that lead you go astray. And not only leading you, but leading you to a path to see Satan, that he will steal you and kill you and destroy you. And that's why you have to listen to your shepherd. You have to listen to the word of God. You have to listen to the religion you follow through. Is that correct or not? The thief. What about the stranger? Verse 5. Yet they will by no means follow the stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of the strangers. If you are sheep, if you are the son and daughter of God, you will hear that. If anything you listen different from the word of God, that is a stranger. Who does that represent today? The stranger represents a non-committed minister. Will lead you to go astray. Will tell you this, but it doesn't sound like from the word of God. A lot of times the sheep love all the things, listening with the pleasing ears. You know, I want to follow. Many churches or ministers today don't talk about the word of God nor the Ten Commandments or even point out the sins. And that's why many sheep is going astray. How about verse 12? Now, but he who is hireling and not a shepherd, that's not a true shepherd, right? Not a good shepherd. One who does not own the sheep. You don't own it. See the wolf coming and leave the sheep and flee. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatter them. It's not a true shepherd, not a good shepherd. Someone hired to take care of the sheep. And when the wolf came, guess what? They run off. Now what are hirelings? Who does that represent? That's represent unprepared minister. They have a heart. They can preach the truth. But it's not his own sheep. They're going to run off. Well, I just share with you something happening. Years ago, some of you probably heard about. When Vietnam fell down in 1975, some of the ministers decided going to leave early and left all the sheep behind. But there's others. I would not leave until all the sheep will leave. My heart go out for them. They were persecuted after 1975. They were put in jail. They were killed afterward. That is a good shepherd. A good shepherd will stay behind. Take care of the sheep. Even though he or she will lose their life. What about the wolf? Who is the wolf? It's Satan. That's why Satan will use the hireling shepherd, shepherd to take care of it. And when the wolf comes, they're going to flee and leave all the sheep to Satan. My friend, the shepherd we have is God, Jesus Christ. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to leave us. Just like Psalm chapter 23 mentioned, yea, I walk through the shadow to the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because the shepherd right there. Why? You are with me. Your rod and your staff will comfort me. You know, if I follow some leader and that leader have a rod and a staff, you know, I feel comfort. What is rod and staff? Remember God say that? You remember Jesus say that in John chapter 14? I will go and I will send you a comforter. A comforter. That's a wonderful word. He will comfort me. If I see an enemy coming, if I see trial and persecution coming, Jesus said, I have the staff and a rod with me. A rod will fight with the enemy. Come. If you bite my sheep, I'm going to kill you. You know, that's why David, he goes to where. He know what is a rod going to do. He's going to fight that enemy. He's going to save his sheep. Jesus will fight with the enemy and save you. And in the process of trying to save you, he got hurt. What about the staff? It directs you, to lead you to the right direction. That's the type of leader I want to follow. That will stand for me, protect me, and care for me, even though he will lose his life. And he have a staff to lead me in the path of righteousness. My friend, how can we not follow the shepherd? He teaches, he guides us, and he takes care of us. And he also promises in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. There's another wonderful text here. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. You have overcome the world. You have overcome all the persecution and trial. Because he, God, who is in you, is greater than he is in the world. My friend, God is in us is better than anyone in the world. He's in us is greater. So when John mentioned about this, you and I should have no fear. God is in us is greater than Satan is in the world. Even though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff will comfort me. How many people going through shadow of death today? How many people are facing a lot of problems? Your health, or work, or family, or your children, relationship. Hold on. Jesus is there. Jesus is always there for you and for me. And if he is there for you, and I, we have no fear. We have no fear. He will use each one of you, every one of you, to proclaim a beautiful message that you have heard today. Because so many people are going through life out there are so fearful. Fearful of sickness. Fearful of economic problem. Fearful of family problem. Fearful of death. That they don't have hope beyond the grave. You and I have hope. You have hope? Yes, we have the hope. We have the blessed hope. And that's why we need to share. Just like David wrote this Psalm 23 for us. Likewise, we need to share what we learned to others. David shared his experience. Should we share our experience as well to others? That they find hope through Jesus Christ. My friend, you and I will go through. We will face. And when that time comes, remember, the shepherd is nearby. We'll take you all the way through. And also we have friends in Christ here. They take us all the way through. But do not leave. Do not leave your shepherd. Do not leave your church. Do not leave the word of God that you have learned and have loved. I have seen so many people left this truth, and they have no other way to go except going down. So you do not leave this, because this would lead you to eternal life. Shall we pray? Dear Lord our God, we thank you for a testimony of David here, that we will go through many tough time ahead, but we know that you are walk with us, lead us through all those trials. Lord, I pray for every single man and woman today that lean upon you, that lay their life upon you, because you the comforter for us. But I also pray for those who have not accepted Jesus Christ, who are struggling, who are fearful of the future. Lord, help them to see that you are take hold of the future. Everything is in your hand, that they come and surrender their heart to you, that they may find a blessed hope. I pray that every single one of us are protected by you, that you care for each one of us, that none of us will go astray. I pray that you come back and take us all home. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.